You know, I'm going to talk about the awe of God today. And I was listening to, I think it was Chuck Swindoll, and I like what he said. You know, he talked about, you know, we talk about the kings who brought frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Now, I don't know about frankincense. I got a ton of arthritis, and I got this frankincense essential oil. The only place it works is on my thumb, so I guess it's a good thing. But how about if you had a baby shower, you're going to have a baby, and my wife shows up with this gift, and you open it, and it's a bunch of embalming fluid. Isn't that despicable that I would say that? Myrrh prepared bodies. So when they brought that, they're saying this baby was born to die. So we got to remember, and you know, talking again about the awe of God, let's see if there's a Christmas miracle and I can work this thing. Okay, Matthew 1, this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Lord, let us come before you today. Lord, I like in those verses that we see that Joseph, naturally speaking, thought his fiance, which at that time meant a whole lot more than it does in our culture, had betrayed him. But he didn't want to get back at her. He was going to quietly divorce her. "Oh, then you spoke to him, Lord, and he heard. He believed, even though he did not understand, not fully." You see, Lord, we don't fully understand you. That's where faith comes in. And that's where today I'm talking about the awe of God. For Lord, you alone are God, and you sent your Son to pay for our sins. So today, Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, let us know, Emmanuel, God is with us. You're not up on some throne. No, you're not physically present. I understand that. But as a Christian, I have you inside of me by the Holy Spirit. That when I ask you to forgive me, and I devoted my life to you and asked you into my life, you look down at Dick Beaumont and you see Christ. Not that I'm Christ, but I've asked Christ into my life. So he is my identity. So, Lord, speak to us today. In your name, amen. In 1972, there's a really good movie called The Godfather. Don Corleone, played by Marlon Brando, utters the famous line, "I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse." If you like horses, don't see the movie. But anyways, Christmas time is a time for us to understand we have an offer. God has given us all an offer. It's not like Don Corleone's, which is more of a threat, do this or die. God says, do this and live. You see, one of the things I like about the Christmas story is sin makes it impossible for us to come to God. The Old Testament is just full of that. The only person that lived sinless was Christ. The Old Testament shows us that it is impossible for us to go to God. So he came to us. That's what December 25th is. Oh, I know he probably wasn't born on that day. It's the principle of the thing. You see, Jesus came and he faced temptation. so that he can relate. When I pray to him about the temptations that I face, the struggles that I face, the hardship that I face, maybe the depression that I face, it says he experienced sorrow. That Jesus saw the disruptive power of sin, but he came in a manger to pay the ultimate price. We have the cross back there in like a little crib, but guess what? Jesus didn't stay there. He grew up. The thing is, you know, you might have some really awesome gifts this year, but God spared nothing for us. God gave his all for you and for me. Now, first point I want to make, man, it's all about faith. Think about Mary. You're going to have a kid. Well, there's one problem here. I mean, first of all, angels showing up, man. Could you see that? Like you're Joseph and angel shows up in your dreams. You'd wake up and probably wouldn't sleep the rest of the night. So Mary goes, hey, do with it as you want. We need to have that heart. God, what is it you want to do with me? Do with it whatever you want. I want to put you in a place where your reputation is going to be soiled. You're pregnant? Yeah. Joseph, wasn't me. Oh, it was God. Oh, I'm sure that went over big time with a whole lot of people. So she had faith by saying yes to God. And Joseph had faith. God, I'm going to pay a price for this, but because it's you, I'm going to do it. You know, Micah tells us, I hope, but you, O Bethlehem, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel whose origins are in the distant past will come on your behalf. You know, I have discernment. I can figure things out that other people can't. You know what I figured out? This country had a lot of political turmoil in the last couple years. Now, I know a lot of you that probably surprises you. Oh, and a lot of Christians, we got bummed out because if this person doesn't get in office, oh, the sky's going to fall. God's in control. Hundreds of years before Christ was Bethlehem, he's going to be born. So what happens then? He speaks, it tells us in the second chapter of Luke, to Augustus. He says, hey, do a census. Do you really think it was the ruler's idea? Or did maybe God speak to an unrighteous person? Hey, why don't you take a census? Why? What's going to happen? Then Joseph and Mary have to be in Bethlehem. And what's going to happen? The Savior's going to be born. If you go through the book of Isaiah, okay, and you look at the book of Matthew, all of the prophecies that take place in Isaiah that are fulfilled in Matthew, you have a better chance of winning the lottery five times in a row than that of ever happening. So what we see here is God's in control. Now, I'm saying it's all about faith. We saw Mary's faith. We saw Joseph's faith. How about your faith? Rich spoke last week. If you weren't there, I'd listen to it. And I like the fact he talked about Anna, because this is my favorite part of talking about Christmas. But I wanted to talk about Simeon, and I had my notes all done, and he went there, and I thought, he goes, I'm going to talk about Simeon. See, God's in control. So Simeon was there. Now, he's this guy that God spoke to. Hey, you're going to see the Messiah. He went, some commentaries say, for decades, he kept going to the temple because he believed God. Are we like that? God speaks to you. God, it's been 48 minutes and you haven't answered me. Do you know what the Bible says? You might pray for things for decades and you may never see the answer till after you're dead. Then you won't see it, but you know about it. So Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace if you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people, He is light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel. O come, Emmanuel. Ransom captive Israel. We're all captive. I'm captive by sin. Everybody born, we're sinners. Like I said, I got two beautiful grandbabies. Hung out with them yesterday. One's kind of too young to do anything wrong. But the grandson, I don't got to teach him to do stuff wrong. Well, I get him in trouble, don't get me wrong. But you don't have to teach a child how to do something wrong. What are you talking about? Tell them no and see what they do. Why? It's a sin nature that is inborn in all of us. It is a natural separation from God because mankind doesn't have the ability to be linked to God without Jesus Christ. Jesus came to set us free from captivity. I remember being in sixth grade, Mrs. Herman's choir. We sang, "Freedom Isn't Free. Freedom Isn't Free." Do you remember the song, Mel? Too bad you come up and sing it with me. You got to pay a price. You got to sacrifice for your liberty. I remember, man, we were in that class. I liked that class because she had really cool rugs, and my buddy Clark sat in front of me, and he had hearing aids. So I'd rub my foot on the rug, and I'd touch his ear, and sparks would fly from his hearing aids. But I remember saying, freedom isn't free. Salvation is a gift. The free gift of God is salvation, but it costs you everything. Church, I'm talking about discipleship in 2025. Pray, because in some toes you're going to be stepped on. It's time we quit keeping God at arm's length. And it's time we said, Lord, come on in. Freedom isn't free. Jesus Christ went to the cross. The price for him was his death. By grace we're saved, but we have to respond to it. You know, I like what Simeon says in verse 34. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. What does Jesus say? You're either for me or against me. There's no middle ground. Well, maybe before I die, it could be in 4.5 seconds. We need to say yes to the Lord. Emmanuel. God is with us, and I know it's Christmas time. I'm not trying to be harsh in my message. I'm trying to encourage you that God loves us so much. I would love to have seen Simeon's face when he saw the fulfillment of God after all those years. He took that little baby, and he wasn't worshiping a baby. He was worshiping what the baby was going to become. Today, Christmas is about an offer of forever. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these, about our relationship with God? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given whatever. Who will then condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us and is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand. Let's close your eyes for a minute. I don't want to get religious on you. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in place of honor, God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, persecuted, hungry, destitute, in danger, threatened with death? Lord, I pray you to speak to us today. This season is about the fact that God, you loved us so much that you reached out to us. That you sent your son. You turned your back on him when he was on the cross, God. Because you have nothing to do with sin. And all of our sins were placed on Jesus as he hung there dying, tortured. And he said, it is finished. And Lord, today let the cry of our heart be, it is finished. Let us celebrate this season. But let us understand that, Lord, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. For your word says, for you so loved the world, you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Lord, let us remember that freedom isn't free. And it doesn't mean we just believe in Jesus, but we believe the message and we surrender our lives to him. That we repent, that we live no longer for me, but for you, Lord. Emmanuel, God is with us. Lord, you can open, God, you can open your eyes. I am coming to a close here. I was in a service recently, and my heart was broken because I saw it was just about tradition. It was just about religion. It was just about dotting your I's and crossing your T's. And that's not Jesus. Jesus says, man, come as you are. I love you. I'm here for you. Freedom isn't free. But man, I got to tell you, there's no better feeling in the world. Than going to God with his arms wide open. I'm hanging out yesterday on the couch with my grandson watching Paw Patrol. Do you know how cool it is to be laying on a couch, got to be covered up with the same blanket. I had me a big old pillow behind my head, so he had to have the same kind of pillow, even though it was way too big for him. And then just leaning on me, watching Paw Patrol. I don't usually watch Paw Patrol, okay? I'm more of a Blimpy guy. But, oh man, there was nothing better. But that's what my God did for me. My God said, Dick, I want eyes, arms wide open. It doesn't mean every December 25th, everything's happy. But it means I got a peace that ain't nobody can steal. Because I got Jesus Christ. And what can separate me from Christ's love? Absolutely nothing. That's what I want to offer to you today. The invitation is open. Let's embrace it. Say yes to Jesus. Let's pray quick right now. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. When I get to heaven, yep, come on in. So Lord, I pray right now. Everybody in this room would say yes to you, Lord. Yeah, your peace, your fulfillment, Lord. Let us get our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father. Let us worship you, Lord. Let us glorify you with our lives. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to close with a hymn, a carol that you're very familiar with, but we're going to do it in different parts. You're welcome to sing with us. And I won't have you stand until the very end, okay? So stay in your seat, relax. I know you all are admiring my Mr. Rogers sweater up here. I can feel it. stand to your feet. First verse.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Gracious Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We give you our hearts now. We want to make room for you. We want to make room for you. Maybe we've pushed you away. Maybe we've been upset or angry with ourselves or someone or even you. And we've pushed you away. But now, Lord, we open up our hearts and we say, come in. What can I give you, poor as I am? As the card says, if I were a shepherd, I'd give you a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give you now? My heart. Come into our hearts, Lord. Rule and reign in us, we pray. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us our sins, our transgressions. We rely and we trust in you. And I ask, Lord, your blessing upon your people. Lift up the light of your countenance, even as you did to those shepherds, Lord. Let us see your glory and rejoice in this holiday season. Christ the Savior is born. Hallelujah.